This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The dollar's making a comeback.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. For months on end, the story was rising oil prices, the falling value of the dollar. Lately, it's been falling oil, rising dollar. This morning, both are going up, which is pretty unusual. Oil traders are buying because there's some concern about Hurricane Gustav disrupting production in the Gulf of Mexico. And the dollar's appealing because other currencies are not. Let's talk to our European correspondent, Stephen Beard. Stephen, what's the story this morning?
It seems that the major concern is the Eurozone economy, which is depressing the euro against the dollar. A survey of German business sentiment out today, much lower than expected. It's at a three-year low. And this does confirm the trend that we've seen recently and some figures that indicated that in the second quarter, the German economy fell by a half of 1%, and the Eurozone economy as a whole fell by 2.2%. So with all its problems, the US economy actually is still growing. That doesn't seem to be the case here in Europe.
That's so funny because we've been hearing for so long how investors in other countries are worried about the U.S. economy, and now they're worried about their own economies. What about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and all the other things that people are fretting about here?
Well, indeed, it just simply seems that the view is here that, relatively speaking, the Eurozone could be hit even harder than the US in the downturn. And one other little factor that appears to be buoying some of the strength beneath the dollar today, remarks by the investment guru Warren Buffett, he's not taking any bets against the dollar. That's given currency traders here an idea that maybe the dollar is the currency to buy.
Wow, what a turn of events. All right, Stephen Beard in London, thank you.
Okay, Scott.
But lest we get too excited, the U.S. economy is still troubled. And so are the credit markets and the housing market. The stock market took a beating yesterday. The Dow fell 242 points, about 2%, to 11,386. The NASDAQ fell 49, also about 2%, to 2365. The S&P 500 dropped 25 to 1266. In Asia today, the markets closed a fraction lower. London shares are down 2% so far. People who live in Alaska are voting today. One measure on the ballot would limit pollution from mining operations so it wouldn't threaten salmon fisheries. But some people say this is really about trying to stop the construction of a huge copper and gold mine. Emily Schwing reports from Homer, Alaska.
The proposed mine would be located at the headwaters of Bristol Bay, home to the largest salmon run in the world. The bay supplies more than half of the sockeye salmon to the global market and brings $126 million to the Alaskan economy each year. Katie Birch has been fishing there for over 20 years.
Yeah, as far as balancing the net economics, really all you have to know is A mine is a non-renewable resource. They go in and get the minerals, and then it's done. It's gone, and you deal with the pollution.
John Shively is the CEO of the Pebble Mines Partnership Group. He says the statewide ballot initiative was drafted to specifically target his mine, and that's unconstitutional.
The proposal has been promoted as a way to stop the Pebble mine. If it can shut down Pebble, it can obviously stop or shut down other mines.
And any shutdown is a big concern in a state with a $4 billion mining industry. In Homer, Alaska, I'm Emily Schwing for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com. By gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about the economy at gather.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org.
The school bells will be ringing soon, if they're not already. But so far, the back-to-school shopping season doesn't have the cash registers ringing that much. Nancy Fargali has this report.
As you know, in fashion, I'll let Heidi Klum of Project Runway finish.
One day you're in, and the next day, you're out.
Thanks, Heidi. Here's the bad news for retailers. A lot of them will be way out this shopping season. Most consumers say they're cutting back on back-to-school spending. Stacey Janiak is the head U.S. retail analyst for Deloitte.
The consumer mood that we see for back to school is just, you know, a struggle with just stretching the dollar.
And Janiak says the struggle will force kids to choose between the high end and the low end.
So if they want that pair of True Religion jeans, they'll get that, but then they're willing to forego multiple pairs of shoes and they're willing to shop at lower price stores.
Where you can get everything. Walmart and Target are expected to cash in because they sell clothes and school supplies. That means fewer trips in the car. But stores like American Eagle and JCPenney are also cutting prices on T-shirts, jeans, and other basics. Tracy Johnson is with her two daughters at a Los Angeles mall. Her clothing budget is $200, and her daughter Lisa knows her mom won't budge.
It sucks, because I really want it sometimes.
I love my daughters. I'm weak for them. But I have to think within price range, too. It's like it costs a lot of money for clothes. And
teens are onto that. Brandy Stansberry runs consumer focus groups for companies. She says now it's hip to hunt for bargains. Teens want to shop at discount stores.
The more things you can get, the better. I mean, it's fun to walk away with bags and bags of things.
But the back-to-school battle doesn't end there. No wardrobe is complete without the right tech accessory.
It's going to be cool to go back to school with the new iPhone or the new BlackBerry. So many teens have BlackBerries now and are pretty much running their social lives like Fortune 500 companies.
Well, without the golden parachute. I'm Nancy Fargali for Marketplace.
If you'd like to take the Marketplace Morning Report with you, we do have a podcast. Find out the details online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.